Senator Humphrey, Senator and Mrs. Jackson, Mayor D'Alessandro, my distinguished colleagues of the House, and then that delightful Eleanor McGovern. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if she would announce for president, I would reject any ambitions I might entertain at the moment. You know, I've had the doubtful privilege of speaking at the same on the same platform as she has several times, and every time I feel as though I'd been routed from the battlefield. I've learned something about this hall, too, over the last few years, and that is that the shorter the speech, the better the reception. The last time I shared a platform with Hubert Humphrey, I spoke 5 minutes longer than he did. Which suggests to me that this time I deserve to be at the top of the ticket. The only reason I use that story is because it might tempt Hubert to be briefer than usual. I'm delighted here to be here tonight with Scoop Jackson as well. You know, he was offered the job as Secretary of Defense by President Nixon, and he said he wanted another job. What President Nixon didn't realize was that Scoop wanted his job. And I'm delighted to be here in a state led by such a distinguished governor as Marvin Mandel. He had a fundraiser, I understand, last spring. Last April, as a matter of fact. And he said at that time that you shouldn't worry about the cost of these dinners. After all, he said, and I think these were his words, my birthday comes just once a year. Well, that's the shortest year since Pope Gregory changed the calendar centuries ago. Well, I ought to say something in behalf of myself. And that's hard to do, because I've been listening to Hubert and Scoop and George and all the others, and I can't find much to say for myself at this point. I've been called the front runner for some time. And I think it's time we began to come up with descriptions for some of the other possible candidates. And so I fooled around with it, and it seems to me that taking a leaf from the morning line at Laurel, this is how it looks. Hubert Humphrey, not yet winded. George McGovern, first from the starting gate. Ted Kennedy may come on strong in the stretch. Oh, don't applaud too loudly, gentlemen. Scoop Jackson, scratched at New Hampshire, hopeful at Hialeah. And then, so far as Eleanor is concerned, you know, this is the best example I've seen as yet to justify a woman's lib. Here's a case of a woman being sent to do a man's job and doing it beautifully. No, $50, is that the price tag, Marvin? There's a lot to spend for a dinner. So I asked tonight's chairman, Governor Mandel, how they arrived at that figure. Well, they said we charge $25 for a senator and $100 for a presidential candidate, and with you we couldn't decide, so we split the difference. Well, if you'll split the take, I'll settle. We're supposed to say something serious, but as I said at the outset, I've learned that in this forum, it's better to be brief. But I sense that we're on the threshold of a very exciting political year. And I'm delighted to be on the same platform with potential candidates such as Hubert and Scoob, and the delightful representative of another one in George McGovern. I've served in the Senate with these gentlemen for some 13 years. All of them except George, I might remind you, senior to me. And I've come to respect them for their individual accomplishments, but also for their capacity to speak for the ideals that motivate all of us in the Democratic Party. We look forward to an exciting political year. But more importantly, I know that everyone in this room and all at this head table are impressed that underlying the excitement is serious and vital purpose. Our country, I happen to believe, is at the threshold of new national greatness. It will not come automatically, because we are moving through a period of great divisiveness, great ferment, and too many doubts about what we have done, about the directions in which we're moving, about our national goals and ideals. But throughout my lifetime, I've come to learn that the other side of this kind of division and ferment is creativity. And I believe, and believe deeply, that we can emerge out of this period of doubt and division into a period of new national greatness. But we will do so only to the extent that we find it possible, under the stimulus of new and creative leadership, to respond to the best that is in us. We've learned over two centuries that our best as a nation is better than people have ever done under God's sun anywhere on this planet. Because at our best, we've found it possible to mobilize our people, their ideals, and our resources in a way that makes life better for even the least of our people. That is still, I think, our urge and our goal. And so our challenge as a party in the next 12 months is to find the leadership from among those assembled at this head table or elsewhere in our party, leadership that has the capacity to move Americans to do what they, preeminently above all others, have found it possible to do. That is to be a symbol of hope for those who have no hope, a symbol of leadership for those who want to move on to something better, a symbol of peace and justice for those who know that only in such a climate can individual human beings find satisfaction and happiness on this planet. That is our challenge in the next 12 months, and it really doesn't matter whether Ed Muskie or Hubert Humphrey or Scoop Jackson or George McGovern or someone else is that leader, provided that when we make our choice as a party, whoever it is has the capacity to respond to this kind of challenge. Because we are, as a nation, still the world's best hope for those who have no hope. We still can be the beacon for for those who want something better than they have. And that includes all of us. So may I say to my good neighbors of Maryland, and your great governor, and your other leaders, that it is a privilege to be here, and that I hope that we find the way and the means and the will to move on from where we are to victory next November, not as a partisan prize, but a means of serving our country in that way which our country has been urgently seeking for too many years. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.